Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people. Then the angel said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, these are the true words of God. At this I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, don't do that. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers and sisters who hold to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for it is the spirit of prophecy who bears testimony to Jesus. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule then with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this amazing and wonderful truth that we've just heard read. Please speak to us through your word. Help us to hear your voice and to know what you're saying to each one of us. Be with us now. In Jesus' name. Amen. I wonder how good you are at getting ready for things. Who's good at getting ready for things? They're always on time, always ready with everything. Great, we need people like you. I'm a little bit of a last minute person. Anybody else a bit like that? And adrenaline and God helping is all absolutely key for whatever. And when things are like big days, sometimes is it easier or harder? Harder? Yeah, I say so, I think so. And I don't know, I can procrastinate and sort of waste time and not get on with it. And then last minute, anybody else identify with that? Okay. And that's not really so good, is it? But we know that great days require even greater preparations, don't they? Think World Cup. Yes. The pressure, Wimbledon, finals. And then also weddings. Who's been involved in organising a wedding? Yeah? Oh, wow. Gosh, that's really something, isn't it? So much to think about, so many details you've got to be ready for. I'm going to talk about, we've heard about an even greater day that's coming, which I'm guessing will be the greatest day that we've had in our lives then. There may be greater days, but it's going to be amazing, isn't it? When Jesus comes, forget the roar of the football stadium and the Wimbledon crowd, but there will be a multitude in heaven roaring in victory and celebration at Jesus coming. And it's going to be really special when Jesus comes on that white horse. And I'm talking to you today about getting ready for that big day. So I've got, we're going to think about the day a bit more, but I'm going to talk a little bit more about, on the next slide please, about Jesus. I'm guessing that most of us tend to think of Jesus a bit more like this, when he was here on earth. Maybe, maybe not. And that was, we can be inclined to think of him healing, hanging out with sinners, forgiving, doing miracles, and focus a little bit on him as the suffering servant, going to the cross for us. Just tell me, have you had more sermons about Jesus dying on the cross than you have about him coming again, would you say? Yeah? So it's good that we think about this, which is super important as well. Obviously, they're really important, all of them. And Jesus actually taught more about his coming again than he spoke about the cross. He told us about signs and what will happen, and he also emphasize the importance of being ready. Just here's an example. Luke 12, verse 35. Be dressed in readiness and keep your lamps lit. Verse 40. You too be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. And then Jesus said to Peter specifically, the slave who knew his master's will and did not get ready or act in accord with his master's will, it would be worse for them. That's something to think about, isn't it? And then also similarly in Luke 21, about the day of Jesus coming in the clouds, Jesus said, be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and the day will close on you like a trap. And then Matthew 24, verse 44. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. And then I'm guessing many of us know the parable of the 10 virgins. How many of them were not ready? Out of 10, 5 were not ready. So, it's really, really important to be ready. It's not me that's saying it, it's Jesus that's saying it. Next slide, please. Because Jesus is coming as King of Kings on the clouds. And this image doesn't do anything like justice to it, does it? Jesus will be with many crowns. It's just, Can anybody imagine it? Jesus coming. What we'll think, what we'll feel when we finally see him, with all heaven's armies thundering after him, and in his mouth a sharp two-edged sword. And he won't need to fight. His enemies will not be able to stand before him. And these are people who will have done terrible things and killed many of God's people. It's going to be an amazing day. But also, what a celebration. What amazing celebration. Thunder, sounding like thunder, sounding like many waters, as all of heaven erupts in shouts of joy and victory and jubilation. Anybody familiar with the Hallelujah chorus? Yeah, maybe something a bit like that, but even better. Because it's not, the Greek isn't just one hallelujah, it's multiple hallelujahs. It's a continued hallelujahs and praise. Amazing. And the other rejoicing is because it's wedding time. The wedding of Jesus the Lamb will have come. And the bride has made herself ready. Wow. Isn't it exciting when you see a wedding and everything coming together and the joy and the intimacy, the closeness, and how thrilled the bride and groom are, hopefully, with each other. And the joy of Jesus being reunited with his people. Can you imagine? He's seen their suffering. He's seen it's been tough. And there he is, finally with them. And the bride. Wow. We will just be so thrilled to be close with him, to be with him forever. Just incredible. And it's good that the bride has made herself ready. So why has the bride made herself ready, do you think? Because she knew that's what she needed to do. And I'm going to talk a bit more now about how we get ready. And Ben is going to come and help me. Okay, we can have the next slide now as well. Thank you. Ben is going to help me. You notice that it speaks about... Thank you, Ben. You just wait here and I'll get the stuff. We have here fine linen garments. Fine linen garments. Well, actually, tablecloths. But fine linen garments. And I am going... See, the bride was given fine linen garments, wasn't she? So I'm going to give these to Ben, probably one at a time, actually. So, Ben, if you just want to receive... Do you want to hold that? And Ben is receiving these linen garments. Now, what's Ben going to do with them? Are you going to just dump them down on a chair somewhere? No, certainly not. Ben is going to put that on, aren't you, Ben? Mm-hmm. How easy is that going to be, I wonder? Excellent. Maybe just wrap it around your shoulder. And now the thing is, when we get these linen garments, we've got Jesus helping us, don't we? Oh my goodness, Ben is doing a great job with this. Excellent. Now you're good. Excellent. Do you want to put the other one round as What about with one round your shoulder? How about that? Let me help you. Sorry. Let me help you put it round your shoulder, okay?
Okay.
I'll put it round your shoulder like this, okay? Okay. Excellent. And you're a star. A complete star. So that'll be kind of like the back, right? And a bit on the front. And then we'll have, sorry about this. Okay, so do you want to just show everybody, turn around and show people wearing the linen garments. Now, Ben, do you think you should like, just go and take them off? Well, you will really take them off, but in life, if Jesus gives you this garment of righteousness, which is what it represents, do you want to keep it on? I think so, yeah. And do you think, Ben, you might be careful not to get it mucky? Yeah? That's important too, isn't it? Oh, sorry. Thank you, everybody. Sorry. I was just seeing if Ben was going to keep them on or not. Obviously, not really, but keep them on. If he's got lemon, precious righteousness from Jesus, he's going to keep it on. And he's going to be careful not to get it mucky, isn't he? That's what we all need to do, isn't it? Yeah? Okay, thank you, Ben. That's really kind. And thank you for letting me know that I needed the microphone. Okay. Right. Thanks, Ben. You're a star. That was really, really helpful. So, I'm guessing that most of us know that Jesus has made us righteous, don't we? We've given our hearts and lives to him. We've received his forgiveness. And we know that we are wearing his righteousness. It says the bride was given holy linen garments to wear. And I'm guessing that it was Jesus that had given them to her. Okay. And we know we need to not get them mucky and to keep them on. And we might think, well, that's it. But Jesus had a few things to say to the church in Revelation. And this is a church. This is a church. People who were given these holy linen garments. But this is what he said to the church in Sardis. That they had a reputation for being alive, but they were dead. Jesus said, wake up. Their deeds were not completed in the sight of Jesus God. And then he said, but you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Did you hear that? The church in Sardis, most of them had soiled their garments. And they needed to sort that out. Some of them hadn't. And the promise was they would walk with Jesus because they were worthy, because they were carrying on wearing the garments. And then also to Sardis, Jesus says, he who overcomes will thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. So it's important to keep the garments on, not get them mucky, and deal with it when you do. And then Laodicea another church. But Jesus wanted to spew them out of his mouth because they were lukewarm. They'd lost the fire. They'd lost the zeal. Maybe it was a bit of a Sunday as usual sort of thing. And Jesus said they needed to receive from him white garments to clothe themselves and not expose the shame of their nakedness. In the scripture we read, it says that the white garments represented the righteous acts of the saints. So Jesus gives us the righteousness, but we need to keep walking with him. Stay close to him and not think, oh well, he's going to be a long time coming. And I have to confess to my shame that I do sometimes think he will be a long time. He's not coming just yet. And I can procrastinate about doing things that need to be done. And I would not want to tell you sometimes how long I procrastinate about important things. And I'm saying that because I want you to think about that too. Jesus loves us. Jesus will do everything to keep us walking with him. Absolutely everything. He has given his whole life for us. He's died for us. We are precious to him. But we need to trust him and to do the things that he says. To dig into it's not about just knowing the Bible. We need to be doing it. We need to do what he says. Listen to his teaching, heed it. Ask him to show you how to put it into practice. And I'm saying this to myself. This has been a wake-up call for me, I can tell you. So how do we do that? Well, because the thing is, there's going to come a day when it's going to be too late. When Jesus comes again, it's going to be too late. We get that, I think, don't we? So we need to be thinking now. Do you think that it might just be worth putting being ready for Jesus coming? Maybe it is the top of your priority list, staying close to Jesus and doing everything he says. But maybe it's sort of just not quite so top as it could or should be, do you think? I just want to really encourage you to think. And it may be that there are some people here who don't really know Jesus. You know, you don't know him. You don't know that he's changed you. And I encourage you to seek him with all your heart. And for each of us, there's a next step. While I've been speaking, is there anything that's come to mind that you know you need to sort out? Could you this week talk to Jesus about it? Ask him to show you how to do it. Ask him for help. There's things that I'm struggling with and I need to sort it out. Not difficult things. One thing is just going to bed a bit earlier, okay? Now that shouldn't be difficult, right? But how many of you know that just little things like that can sometimes be quite difficult, going to bed earlier? Okay, so just one thing. And maybe you don't feel you're really hearing God's voice. You haven't heard his voice recently. Or you've slightly lost touch with him. Seek him. Often it's a good way of having a conversation with Jesus, saying, Jesus, is there anything that you're not happy with in my life? Okay. So we're going to pray now in a minute, and let's pray and ask Jesus to show us any areas which we need to get sorted out, any ways in which we need to get ready. And the other thing, it's not just about us, it's about helping each other. It's a community thing. The bride made us, it's about the body. What maybe something more you can be doing to help other people, to serve other people, to tell people about Jesus, whatever. I'm going to pray now. We'll pray now, and there'll be a chance for you to think. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you now. We rejoice that Jesus is coming on the clouds in glory, and that we have been given righteous garments of righteousness to put on. Help us to keep them on and to be faithful and to do what you're calling us to do. And speak to us now in this moment of silence and show us anything we need to do. Father, thank you for your incredible love. Thank you that you long to help us, to heal us, to enable us to do all that you've planned for us. You have plans for a future and a hope. And I pray that you would protect everybody from condemnation and give us assurance of our salvation as we have received it, when we receive it, but save us from complacency. Continue to work in each of our hearts, revealing more of your grace and your love to us, and helping us to walk closely with you. Amen. Now we're going to sing again, and you can make this a prayer. I will offer up my life. And yes, we need to give our every part, and I'm sure that's what we want, but sometimes it's helpful to think of specific parts as well. So let's sing together.